The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
As all eyes are on Georgia, the race is heating up a bit down there.
This race is not about me, and Chuck Schumer's name certainly isn't on the ballot. I'll tell you what's on the ballot. Health care is on the ballot. Access to affordable health care. We've got 500,000 Georgians in the Medicaid gap. We've got 1.8 million Georgians with pre-existing conditions.
Mr. Chairman, you think he's trying to distance himself a bit from Mr. Schumer?
You know, just a bit, but I think the problem that he is going to have is that the Republicans have been sitting on a filing cabinet worth of opposition research on this guy, hoping that he was going to end up in that runoff, and they are slowly but surely, about every other day, dropping another piece of research on him.
I mean,
This is a guy that, actually sat as a, I guess it was a junior pastor at the time, without protest, letting Fidel Castro come and speak to his church. This is someone who said that folks who voted for Donald Trump in 16 needed to repent, repent from their, I believe the phrase was their worship of whiteness, if I recall.
Yes, that's it.
He's got a little bit of baggage, and that's causing some problems for the other Democrat who's in the other Senate race right now there in Georgia. Basically joined at the hip, and that's the problem.
Yeah, yeah. There's been a lot of speculation and various articles written over the past week or so about people literally moving to Georgia just to vote in this election. Is that going to be an issue at all? Will people actually, will they make a concerted effort to try to get people to come to Georgia to vote?
I think that's probably more of a internet thing in terms of something that's just kind of, really loud and obnoxious looking that people are paying attention to. I'm doubting you're going to see a lot of that in practice.
Yeah.
But I do know that it is a felony in Georgia to actually do that, to move there and then move back, after an election. That will be real easy to track because you can look at voter registration records and moving records and track that, and, they can be charged with a felony.
I think kind of what started that was Andrew Yang, last week.
Yeah.
He claims that he and his wife have moved to Georgia with intentions and encourage others to. But I'm like you. I mean, that would take a pretty big lift to get that organized enough to change the election.
Totally. And, of course, in Andrew Yang's case, it probably has more to do with his income taxes. Probably cheaper in Georgia than they are in California. That's a different case, with a multimillionaire who's mouthing off like that. But, the one thing we do know is that it's going to be Republicans, it's going to be specifically Trump supporters who are, quite frankly, just ticked off about what's happened there in Georgia, who are going to be most motivated to actually show up and turn out in this election in early January. The momentum and the energy is going to be with our side. The organization is going to be there. You're going to have, before it's over, I'm sure, the president showing up in Georgia doing mega rallies for these candidates.
Yeah.
And you're not going to see Joe Biden be able to draw flies.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It's going to be interesting and very important that we do our part in Georgia. All right.
Yep.
So let's shift gears here a bit. Wow. What a group of people in D.C. over the weekend.
Good crowd. It was a big crowd.
Yep.
Absolutely. And look, people who are enthusiastic, people who are still excited about the president. They're excited about the record. They were energetic and enthusiastic about seeing him get reelected. They're, in many cases, upset by what they've seen as being unfair practices in different states around the country. Whether it's legal maneuvers in courtrooms, where Democrats work to change rules in the middle of the game, such as in, state of Pennsylvania. or in other places where it's, you know, issues of, you know, who knows, machines or other issues. Just the point is, this is an opportunity now to actually do a dive into, you know, what is and is not fraudulent in some of these different states,
yeah,
and actually make changes. You know, because many of these cases, these states have Republican legislatures that they can move forward making changes to their electoral system to make it more transparent, to make it more obviously fair, and in a way that people will, you know, see it, see the result, and, you know, have faith in the result.
Right.
And, you know, at the end of the day, that's important. And that's in some of these states has been, you know, I think fair to say, has been lacking in this past cycle.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, interesting times for sure. Give us an update on what you know as far as the legal challenges, where we stand with that.
Well, still pending, obviously, in I believe in four states right now. I know that there's the biggest piece that they're waiting on is to find out what the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, will potentially do with the challenge there in Pennsylvania because of the Secretary of State intervening to change the rules that the legislature had put in place there about how late you could accept ballots.
Yeah.
And that's a big pending case, and that's a lot of ballots that have been set aside because of that. And you know, that's gonna tell a lot. And the problem that you're in right now from an electoral standpoint is essentially you have to pull, you know, the card equivalent of an inside straight.
Right.
You've got Arizona, you've got Georgia, you've got Pennsylvania. You have to have every single one of them in order to get to 271, I believe was the magic number there, with those states. And, you know, so, but it continues up until this day. We've had an update over the weekend about legal activity in those states, and they're exhausting every option, and they're investigating every, yeah, you know, report. But as you point out, you know, we still got a campaign to go here in Georgia. We're working with the Republican National Committee, the National Republican Senate Committee, the Georgia GOP, to set up a program where we can get folks from outside states to go into Georgia and to help. Within the next day or two, we will be sending an email out to our list statewide how you can help, whether it's if you want to go into Georgia and get paid to knock doors, or if you want to stay at home and you want to make phone calls into Georgia. We'll have an organized program in conjunction with them to let folks do just that. So if you're on our email list, you'll get that notice. If not, go to scgop.com/volunteer. That will get you on the list, and we can get you plugged in.
Yeah. That's good information to have, because we all have to do our part, for sure.
So we gotta
pick up these, maintain these two Senate seats. Drew
Absolutely.
McKissick, always good to check in with you, and look forward to talking with you again next week. Have a great week.
Yes, sir. Take care.